אתם ניצבים היום, כולכם היום, לפני השם. נגמין, השם הזויר, היום is Rosh Hashanah. Now, it can't mean, it's only a remez, it can't mean kipshutoi, because the literal, אתם ניצבים היום, we're talking about יום פטירס משה רבינו. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Nifter on Rosh Hashanah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Zayin Adar. So, Al Korchach, what the Zohar is coming to say, not that the day that this transpired was, but there's a special significance of the idea in Hayoim, Itatem, Tavim Kulchem Hayoim, which has a specific direct relevance to Rosh Hashanah. So I just want to know what that relevance is. And what is it in this pasuk that makes it have a shaychus to Rosh Hashanah, and what can we take out of it? So, atem nitzavim hayoyim. What's hayoyim? So, the Sfasemis says here, Tafresh Lamed Dalet, Pirush, b'chol yoyim, k'mo shekosov, yiyu b'einecho chadoshim. Atem nitzavim hayoyim means a hischadshus, it's b'chol yoyim, yiyu b'einecho chadoshim. So the Sfasemis va'al yedei ha'ischatshus, and through this ischatshus yuchal kol ish Yisrael liyasher atzmoi, to straighten himself out, liyos oimed lifnei Hashem Yisborach, that he should be oimed lifnei Hashem Yisborach. So what's hayoyim? Hayoyim is hayoyim yiyu b'einecho k'chadoshim. Right, and what does that do for us? That b'chol yom the person can straighten himself out. Yochel yasher atzmei liyos oimed lifnei Hashem Yisroch. Hashem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem. You have the capacity today with this yiyu kechadoshim that will put you in a matzav where you're worthy of being, where you'll be lifnei Hashem lekech. Now, what does that mean? First of all, where does hayoyim have that application? So, I think every time it says hayoyim, we have to understand what the word means. It's hayoyim, the noun here, the thing is yoyim, right? What does hayoyim mean? Hayoyim is a hey hayadiyah, right? The day, right? So what does that mean? Today is hayoyim, the day, right? What is that? The day. That means every day is a new bria mitzad atzmai. Every day is a hischachas, is a new haschala, has its own kaychas. Every day is hayoyim, the day. This is the day where it's a new start, it's a new thing, it's a new thing. Every day is new. Every day is new. That's this idea. That's now Rashi many times brings it, Liyuka Chadoshim. Rashi and Chumash brings this idea from Chazal many times. But I think it comes from this taitch of Hayoyim, Yoyim with the Hey Hayadiyah, the day. The day. Now, what's the Te'elis? What are the ramifications of this? Hayoyim that Yiyuk Chadoshim. So there's two ramifications. Shnayim Shehem Mechel Be'etza. The first ramification is it prevents it. You know, when you start something new, i.e. Rosh Chodesh Elul or Beis Elul, everybody's there at 9 o'clock. Everybody's there with a frishkeit. Come back a week or two later. It's not 9. It's 9:10. That it's not 10, it's 10:15, whatever it is, and it goes on like that because it becomes old, right? The idea, if every day would be the Frischkeit that you had in Rosh Chodesh, today is a start, today has nothing to do with yesterday. Today is a new start, today is a new Metzias at all. You're embarking today on a new thing. If you're embarking today on a new thing, you have the Frischkeit of that new thing. That's Aleph. Beis, which also comes out of the same idea, if a person finds it. A person is. In other words, the first thing was, it's called in the lashon of Chazal that the pesukim what a person can come when he does things out of rote. It's called mitzvah anoshim melumada. Right, it's doing. It's just so lafkiya from the mitzvah. It's a new ischadus. Every day is a new thing. The other thing is, the second thing is that every yom, since every day is aschola chadosha. Right, a person has a koyach. A person, people mess up. People are people, right? People mess up. So if I have to bear the consequences of the yesterday today pulling me down, right? Let's say to do tshuva for the mashal, right? It's very hard. I did kach v'kach 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 v'kach, and the list goes on, right? And I go back over time. All of these things are holding me down. So to put myself in a mahalach of tshuva, right? If I were to have to start by digging out each avera and doing tshuva for each avera, right? A, it'll be a very difficult job. B, it could lend itself to one of the biggest things that prevent tshuva, called yish. Like I did so much. What's this nuhas chala mean? The nuhas chala means, and I'll show it to you inside with Bukharis, the nuhas chala means there's another route to tshuva. And that's a route that's much simpler. It's an avoid, but it's much simpler. The first thing is, I'm not that person from yesterday. Today is a nuhas chala. That was yesterday. Yesterday, this, today, new ball game. Today is a new game. We're starting like this. Today I'm starting from new. Today I am on the straight and narrow. I'm an Eved Hashem. You can put yourself on that. It's a new haschala. The Hayoim gives you the kayach. This is a new haschala. Parenthetically, it doesn't mean that the averes go away. That's not just a way just to forget about it, right? But it's like if you're in a bar, right? If you have to dig yourself out of the bar with all the averes, it'll take forever and can get and be meyayesh, right? If you have the kayach, okay, I'm dirty, right? But I can now get out of the bar and put myself on a different mahalach. So I still have that. I still have to take off the averes. But I'm doing it from a whole different position. I'm not that in order to get to anywhere, I have to get to do that. I put myself on the proper derech. Once I'm on the proper derech, now I'll deal with those things. That's the koyach of hayoyim. That's the koyach of hayoyim. It's a new haschala. It's a new haschala. What I'm telling you is essentially, if you learn it properly, it's a mefurish Rabbeinu Yoina. So Rabbeinu Yoina, at the end of most Shari Tshuvas, there's a sefer Rabbeinu Yoina, Yisai Da Tshuva. In the Sefer Yisoid HaTshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes like this: Sholach lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yad avodov ha-Nevi'im. The Eibishter sent through the Nevi'im, u'b'yad Yechezkel ha-Novi. It's in Yechezkel Perek Yud Ches. The Pasuk in Yechezkel is Nu'um Hashem Elikim, Shuvu v'heshivu mikol pish'eichem v'lo yiyah lechem le'michshel ovein. And the oven should not be as a michshel for you to prevent you from doing tshuva. Hashlichu me'aleichem kol pish'eichem, throw off of you kol pish'eichem, va'asu lachem lev chadosh v'ruach chadosh v'lomos amus. That's the pasuk in Yechezkel. Carries on Rabbeinu Yoina. Vayoyim ahu yishlach yashlich kol pshov, he should cast off all the pshov asher osa, v'yase atzmoy ki'ilu boi bayoyim noilad, and make himself like he's born that day. Ve'ein biyodoi lo yischus ve'lo yichoyvo. Ve'zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asov. And this is the day that's tchilas ma'asov. It's the first day of his life. It's the first day that he's doing. Hayoyim, today, yefales archoysef, he will pave his road. Ki hu yasa atzmoi, because he will make himself kemashlich me'olov. He casts off koyvet ho'avoynos, the weight of the avoinos, va'oitzem hachatoyim asher also, and places himself, embarks on a new mahalach. So that's exactly what he's saying. Yashlich me'olav v'yachzif ze'ayom tchilas ma'asov. Yefales orchoysov. He'll pave this road. He'll put himself on this new road. The kovid of the, using his words, the kovid of the averus prevent the person from doing that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barav Chasodov afforded us a way you can cast off all of that, put yourself on this derech. You know, it's connected to Svoboda. You shouldn't be able to do that, but that's all part of the chesed of the Rabbi Nishalom of Shuvah, right? Remember, you can cast all that off and put yourself on this mahalach, put yourself on this derech, and then everything else is done much easier. So that's what he say. What you're putting in a new yefales or chesed, those beautiful words. Pave your road, right? Yefales or a person can be mefales or chesed. So now we have to know. Okay, so we have that plan. And that's hayoyim gives me the day. General hayoyim. That's any hayoyim. Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Hayoyim affords me that opportunity. Lefales or chesed. What does that mean? Obviously, it doesn't mean lip service by saying, you know, by running up the stairs and saying, I love you, Hashem. And then, okay, now you're on a new mahalach. You're good with the Rebbeinu Shalom because you said, I love Hashem. It's an avoida. The Novi Yechezkel that the Rebbeinu Yoina quotes tells us what the avoida is, or gives us an idea. V'asu lochem, what did Yechezkel on Novi say? V'asu lochem, lev chadosh v'ruach chadosh. You're talking heavy pnimius here. You're talking about the pnimius, what you have to do. It's not just lip service and not just outside things that you have to do. What's the yisoid? What's the yisoid? The bria of Adam in general, and Klal Yisrael befrat, we find Klal Yisrael bracious, is b'shvil Yisrael shenikur reishis. Right? Eibishter created the whole world b'shvil Yisrael shenikur reishis, which means, you have to understand from that, that the whole world is, Klal Yisrael is put, every Yid is put in this world with everything there, which was all created b'shvil Yisrael, all created, Eibishter has a tachlis for Klal Yisrael. Right? You have to, your job is, right, take the handbook, right, take the handbook and follow that road that leads to the key of the tachlis that you're here for. The whole world is there for that. And that meaning the whole world is there only for that. That's what it's there for, Bishnah Yisrael, not for anything else. So that means a person has to, that's the path which you're born on. That's the path which the plan dictates what you're supposed to do. And it's Be'etzem, not just it's avdus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but it's an avdus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, which gives you a kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the ultimate tanuk that a person can have, Ramchal, everyone says, the ultimate tanuk that a person can have is this kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rabbeinu Shalom put you here with the whole world, and essays and loisa says, and things, your abundance, things that you're meant to do, the way you're on hagas, how you're supposed to be noyeg, and by doing those things, you are getting towards the ultimate time. The Eibishter gave you that you have food is because of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That you can breathe is because of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why? You all gave it to you for this end, to get to the biggest tainug of being Oste Sameg al Hashem. Right? To be shifty by Hashem, call you Mechaya, Lachzis, Bilayam Hashem, will Fakir Mechalam. That's what the whole purpose is. That's the Mahalach. A person threw off airs, fears from there, right? You get other priorities, you get other things which are important in your life, and you go buzzer those things, and then you've gone off that path, off that mahalach, right? Off the true mahalach. You have the possibility now to repave that road. Put yourself on that. That's the fales urchais of leiv chadash and ruach chadasha. To take the leiv is the retzainis and the ruach is the keichis, to take all of that and put all of that on the road, back on the road which it's meant to be. You still have the averis. You have to do tshuva on the averis. But this is shlav aleph. This is step number one. Right? But this is step number one. That's the gather of the fales urchais of. But you're putting yourself back on that there. So now let's take that a step further. It's not just as a yochid that the person takes himself and puts himself back on the mahalach. I'm here to be an Eved Hashem. He gave me everything. I owe him everything. There's no bigger tanuk than being Eved Hashem. Vechule, vechule. That's all true. But the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't give that tanuk, or Matan Torah for that matter, to a yochid. Right? There's this thing. This is already maybe a little above our pay grade, right? There's this thing called Klalius Knesses Yisrael. That's more than Klalius. Klalius Knesses Yisrael, Sabbath. There's different terms in the Sfarim for these things. By the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Kulei Shalom. By the Rabbeinu Shalom is Kulei Echad. It's one, everything's one. There's no Pirut. There's no concept of Pirut by the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Bria, as far in the Rabbeinu Shalom's eyes, whether we can be massacred or not, by we, a person in this in the Eilim HaChomri, right? So there's separate things, and there's measurements, there's this, there's that. That's a pyramid of sorts. In the Rabbeinu Shalom, the whole world, or all of Klal Yisrael, is one Bria. Klal Yisrael is one harmonium. That's called Kololius Knesses Yisrael. That's Lamala, higher, above this physical world. That's what Klal Yisrael is. That's where Klal Yisrael comes from. Every individual here is meant. Now that Klal Yisrael is comprised. That Klal Yisrael is comprised of all of the neshamas of all of Klal Yisrael, and each one has its own tafkid. Right? And each one has its own tafkid. And loy harei, the tafkid of this person, like the tafkid of that person, separate jobs. This one has his tafkid. Just like in a human body, right? The arm doesn't do what the leg does. The leg doesn't do what the arm does. Nothing than do with the mouth, the eyes, the nose, the ears, anything. Everything has its own tafkid. Every Eden Klal Yisrael has its own tafkid within Torah, within Yerushalayim. It's all to make Kvod Shamayim. It's all to be over the Rebbeinu Shalom. But everybody with his Nisyonis, with his Tchumas HaNefesh, with his Kishroinis, everybody is meant to use those and gear those and be mefalik towards the Rebbeinu Shalom. Towards the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's some people have a Nisayan because they're too big Balakishun. Some people have a Nisayan because they're Shvacha Balakishun. The bigger Balakishun have trouble sitting. Some people stop as they have trouble sitting and have to go out 18 times a Seder. Whatever it is, but everybody has those Nisayan. The better one's 15. But everyone has the Nisayanis, and being Mizgaber on that, that's your particular Rebuy Kvod Shamayim, which you and only you can do. It's like the Rebbeinu Shalom has, if there's this, if you say Shishim Riboy Klal Yisrael, there's Shishim Riboy Ben Yochad, said Rebbeinu Shalom. Each one is an individual. But each one is an individual, meaning Reuven has Kaychas HaNefesh and Nisyonis and Kishroinis that Shimon doesn't have, so the Kvod Shamayim that Reuven is marb in the world is not the Kvod Shamayim which Shimon is marb in the world. But that doesn't mean Reuven is not a Yochad just on him doing his own thing and Shimon is doing his own thing. Part of the Eved Hashem is that by the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's all one entity of Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah had to be like that. That's why it had to be Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Right? That had to be Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It has to be a Kulchem. It has to be together as a part of Klal Yisrael. So part of the being Mefales or Chosav, of putting yourself on the road, is not just the Hakara, the Eved put me here for a reason and everything is here for me to do, etc. It's the Eved put me here as a with all of that true, but as a chelik of Klal Yisrael, and be'etzem I'm chelik of the Klal, and what I'm doing is not for my own individual achievement. What I'm doing is for the tzerich of the Klal, right? Is for the tzerich of the Klal. I'll give you just an example that I saw, a practical application, that there was back in the day. So I was sitting, learning with Reb Nachum at night, whatever. And there was a certain Rosh Yeshiva who, it was Yadua, he came. I'll just to tell you, I'll date myself like this and tell you, it was when they were just starting to use cassettes. They still had reels, okay? So, and we came to Yeshiva on camels. So, this Rosh Yeshiva would come in and ask if he could borrow the reels of Rav Nachum Shira Klali's on Nagid Bat Metzia, right? And then he would go to his yeshiva and say them over as his shiur klolis. Okay. Fact, whatever. I was there once at night, and one of the sons, one of the Rav's sons was there, and Rosh Yeshiva Pliny, that guy came in and said he wants to borrow Baba Basra. So Rav Nachum tells his son, go, lech tavilo, give him the real Baba Basra. Right? So the son says to Reb Nachum, "Avala Abba lo yodeh who gonevet hashiri." He takes him and he says him over in his own name. Reb Nachum looked at him like he fell from the moon. Gonev? It's mine? It's not mine. The Torah, anything that the Eibishter gave, that's for Klal Yisrael. Let him take it over and say it in whoever's name possible. In whoever's name he wants. Abi, there's Torah, if it's good, take it. And Adar Abba, it's for the Welt. It's not for me. Now, the Torah, he could say, was his miyuchid kvod shamayim that he could say, right? Not the next guy, right? Not the next guy. But it wasn't, how did he live? That's not mine privately. That's all for the Klal, right? That's part of Klal Yisrael, part of Klal Yisknesses Yisrael. For me, that was like 6 months worth of Musa Seder. But Al Kaponim, that's this idea. So part of the mefales or chaysav of putting yourself on a mahalach, putting yourself on a path, where putting yourself back on the right path, that's not only the right path where everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom and the ultimate good is from the Rebbeinu Shalom and I have to do everything for the Rebbeinu Shalom, etc. As a part of the Klal. And it's me to be marbek v'ay shamayim, not so it should be Pliny was marbek v'ay shamayim, but as the part of Klal Yisrael that together is Marav Hashem, and the beauty of Klal Yisrael, right? The beauty of Klal Yisrael is that it's one entity comprised of so many different parts. The more and different parts there are, the more beautiful the mosaic is, the thing that's all put together. Well, so I don't have to use big words to confuse people. So I said it's a homogeneous mix of heterogeneous people. I'm not sure I know myself know what that means, but anyway, it's helpful. But that's the idea. That's this idea of what the mefalis or chaysav is. Think about it. This, the mefalis or chaysav is putting myself on a mahalach to get. That's the mahalach I'm putting him on. That's lefalis or chaysav. That's lefalis. That's the mitzias. That's what lefalis or chaysav. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Now you find an interesting thing. I'll show you where we have this, and we'll bring it back to Parshas Netzavah. There's two teichachas, kayadua, right? There's the teichacha of Parshas B'chukosa, and there's the teichacha of Parshas Kisavah. Right? There's a difference between them. At the end of the teichacha in Parshas Kisavah, there's different, in Parshas B'chukosa, there's different nechama. V'af b'yosav eretz oyveim, le ma'astiv, le ga'altim, le ofabrisi, itom. A whole thing of, all is not lost, right? Different nechama. There are no different nechama after the teichacha in Parshas Kisavah. What's the difference? So the Rechaim HaKadosh tells him this. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, if you look at the two teichachas, the first one is primarily said b'loshen rabbi. The second one is Kisavah is primarily said b'loshen yachid. He says, the first one is teichachas to klal Yisrael as a klal. As a klal, there's a bris, there will eternally be a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will not be destroyed. That is different nechama. Masha Einkein, the Teichacha of Parshas Kisavah, that's the Yechidim. That's if you will. Now, Klal Yisrael will continue to exist, Lad Olam Olam. Right? Is that a guarantee for any Yochid? That's not a guarantee for any Yochid. Klal Yisrael will be Klal Yisrael minus this guy. If the Eivishter deems this guy not worthy of being part of Klal Yisrael, right? It'll not be that. There's no guarantee. In the Klal, it's af b'yosav le'mastim le'galtim lover brisi itom with the Klal Yisrael. For Yechidim, there isn't. Firzois darachayim hakadosh. But the Torah gives you an etza. The Torah gives you an etza. Atem nitzovim kulchem hayom. What is atem nitzovim kulchem hayom? That the nitzav, the hayoim, is what you're making. Again, let's touch it with what we know now. Hayoim is your new haschala. And what does it mean, your new haschala? It's a new haschala to blavach of a priest and a rabbi Nishalayla. But what does that entail? What's part of the new mefalis or chaysav? Atem nitzavim kulchem hayoim. You need the achdus. It's the reboot of Klal Yisrael. If you make yourself a necessary part that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam looks at you as a klal, so then even though the Rabbeinu Shel Olam were looking to you as a prat, then maybe look, averas and that wouldn't have been so good, right? But if you were mefalis or chesu, if you put yourself, you're on the being marbek v'yit shamayim road, so you're part of that klal that's here to be marbek v'yit shamayim. That's your hatzal. That's your Hatzalah. So there's no difference in a chama of Af B'yosav Eretz Oyveim Le'ma'astim, but there's the Eitzah of Atem Nitzovim Hayim Kulchem. The Sfasemis, there's a different Sfasemis, this was also in our parasha, but Tavshin Tavresh Lamedei. Sfasemis says, Atem Nitzovim Hayim Kulchem, Ki HaKlal Yisrael Le'oilom Oimdim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is Le'oilom Oimdim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have an eternal kiyum. The ho'avayda rak lechol prat levatel atzmoi el haklal, and that's hayoyim means any day, every day. V'ze hayoyim v'hu b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Now I would say even more than that. It's an interesting pasuk. It says atum nitzav mayim kulchem roshesim shifteichem. This one mechayte nitzechat mechad all thing, right? He said kulchem. What do you mean, fire to everyone? He says, because that's Klal Yisrael. Just know that the nature of Klal Yisrael is not everybody's the same tafkid. Not everybody's the same. There's this, there's that. But all of them, all of the various things are part of that kulchem. Are part of that kulchem. Now, that's true. That's a hayoim, it's a haschola, put yourself on the derech, and that's a hatzola. There's a part of putting yourself on the mahalach of I'm a part of Klal Yisrael with my specific duty and a tafkid, an objective that I'm supposed to do in this world. Four Klal Yisrael. That's true every day. Every day is a Luvas Chola. On Rosh Hashanah, this Hayom has a particular significance. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah Hare is Hayom Harasay. What is Hayom Harasay? Okay. What is it? There's a stira about that. They say there's Machlokes Tanoim when the world was created, right? But this is Nivra'el, but this is Nivra'el. Right? And yet we say, right? And yet we say that Hayom Harasayim, right? Or Ze Hayom Tchilas Masel. How do we say that? Right? Bishleima if Betishrei Nivra'elam. So, it's sort of right. But if Benissen Nivra'elam, what is it? Such a good Kasha that Taisa says the Kasha. Right? And Taisa says, because even though Befoyel you'll say that Benissen Nivra'elam, but it was also B'machshava, the also B'mach, whatever that means by the Rabbeinu Shalom, it was also B'machshava in the Tishrei. Okay, so whether the Haras Olam here is the Neshama, is the Machshava, or the Maisa, that's irrelevant. But what does it mean, Hayoyim Haras Olam? That means like this. Every year, Rosh Hashanah, where does the din of Rosh Hashanah come from? This is the Aleph Beis of the din of Rosh Hashanah. Where does the din of Rosh Hashanah come from? Every year, just like we said at Yoyim, right? In Mitzvah the Rabbeinu Shalom, every year, there's a new, the Rabbeinu Shalom made a Briya, and every person has a tafkid, Hashgacha Prophet, every yid has a tafkid in the Briya, what he's meant to do. Right? The ischachus of the Briya, every Rosh Hashanah is a new ischachus of the Briya by the Rosh Hashanah. What's the din of Rosh Hashanah? I have all of these, this is what the world is meant to do, to get from here, that's what's supposed to be in the klal of what's happened in the world. Does Reuven have a place in that? Does he have a function over here? Is he worthy of being part of this thing and has something to contribute over here? Or have his actions of the past year pulled him down to an extent where in the Rabbeinu Shalom's eyes, he doesn't have a constructive purpose in this, and therefore. That's the Hayoyim Harasel. So the Hayoyim is a greater sense of Ischachus. The Rebbeinu is Mischadish the world right now. Do you fit or do you not fit in that? That's the din. That's the din over here. That's the din over here. So from that we understand there's a specific kesher. There's a specific kesher. If it's true all the time, that's what the Zayar means. It's true all the time. You have this remez of Hayoyim, this Yisoid, Atam Nitzavim, Hayoyim, Kulchem. And where is that? So we spoke about a different time. Where is that Kulchem that you're Nitzavim, that you put yourself as an Eved Hashem? If you're in this battle to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's a concept of Lifnei Hashem, right? Which is a very Rosh Hashanah thing. Imru Lefonai Malchus, Malchus. Imru Lefonai, Lefonai, Lefonai. There's this Hadgosh of Lefonai that you Lifnei Hashem. But on Rosh Hashanah, where it's this Chachas Abriyas, the Hayoyim Arasaylam, then it has a particular significance that Eibishter is being mechadish the Briya now and being done on your function there. So what's the appropriate thing for you to do? Hayoyim? Be mefalos or chasecha and say, this guy is on the road. He's somebody on the being mechadish Hem Shamayim road, on the being marbekvay Shamayim road. Oh, he has a mokum in the sishachas of the world. Right? That's the specific thing. That's the specific shaychus that this has to Rosh Hashanah. And Lamaisa, it's beautiful, the Dikto Kaloshin of Rabbeinu Yoina. When Rabbeinu Yoina said it as a rule, the Rabbeinu Yoina we quoted earlier, what should the person do? Boy bayoim, yashlich kol pshov, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, boy bayoim yashlich kol pshov asher osa, v'yasa atzmai ki'ilu boy bayoim noilad, v'ein b'yodeh le'schus v'lei chayva. Now these words take on different. V'ze hayoyim tchilas masov. What's the person doing? He's making this. Today is tchilas masov. What's Rosh Hashanah? Is the tchilas masov of the whole world? Is the ischachus of the whole world? Right. When the world is being mischadish, put yourself on that new road, on the road that the Eibishter wants you to be there, and that gives you a significance and importance and a reason for being a part of it, a.k.a. you live. Right? A.k.a. you live. That's this idea. Now there's one other Nakuda here. It's a very interesting thing. The Haflo in Parim Yofas, Al-Tayr, Sefer HaChumash, So there's and Chamisha Kum Sheitayer, and then there's the Miksav Yad, additional things Miksav Yad from the Aflo. So in the Panam Yofer Salat Torah in Miksav Yad, in Parsha Sheftim, he says a Ma'aridika thing. There's a Gemara in, it's in Temura, and it's in Harius, that there are five Chatos, the Karban Chatos HaMesis. The Chatos is that they're possible in a way that you have to destroy them, you have to kill them. You have to kill them. One of them, alright, one is Vlad Chatas. Okay, the Poshet Pshat, Vlad Chatas has a kid, right? The Chatas, the carbon is the Vlad, that is the mother, but the kid, the Vlad has Kedushas Chatas, but there's no Chet for to bring it forth, so that's Chatos HaMesis. That's one. And then what the one that's going to be Negeyas is called Chatas Sheover Shnosai. Chatas that the time passed by. So there's the Poshet Pshat. That's what it means. It's all that is what the pasuk means, right? He just says beremes, says the haflo, berem yesh lefarish derech remes, masha amru chomesh chatos mesos, rotzo loymar shekosha hatshuva shleima vekimat ein lehem takoma. Chomesh chatos mesos means there's a chayte who can have be in such a matzav that it's kimat not shayach to do tshuva. He's meisus. He's like Rafal. Chomesh chato, and then he goes to tie up each one of these, the one the chatos meisus to be one of, in a way, remembers that it's one of these ideas. So chatos, so vlad chatos. He said, "What's vlad chatos? Ratzolayim shekasha tshuva shleima. Remember nefesh achaytas. What it means? It says a nefesh achaytas tomus." Just tshuva's mechaper, but here's a chet that be'etzim you should die if you don't do tshuva. V'zeu vlad chatas. One is vlad chatas. What's vlad chatas? Rotzal loymer hamachti acherim. You're machti others. V'haloyim dim mimenu, and they learn from him. Heim nikroim bonim moirdim. They're called rebellious sons. That's the product of what you did. K'moish amru like they said on the Tzadatoiv, Shatalmidim Amakablim Nikroim Bonim. So here also, if they get the Averis of you, the Chatoim from you, that's Bonim Mardim, right? So that's a Vlad Chatas. It's a Vlad of your Chatas. And for having a person who has, who was made, caused others to be Mardim, there's Kimat no Mahalach for him to get out of it except for Tshuva. Right? That's a Shtarka Tshuva. And even that's difficult. Okay, that's just the intro. The one that's Negeyas, I'm skipping to number five, which is Chatash Ovra Shnosai, right? So he says like this. This is what he writes. Chatash Ovra Shnosai, Shekvar Nikra, because we know that Erev Rosh Hashanah, what's called, you know, on Shabbos, there's Erev Shabbos, right? He says there's a Musag, what's Erev Rosh Hashanah? Sfarim say this already. Shekvar Nikra, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Chaydesh Elul. K'moy erev Rosh Chodesh Yom Echad Kein Elul Kol HaChodesh Loshu B'tshuva V'nemer Dir Shashem B'yaisei Kor Chazal Dashen and I say Shemei Tshuva. He's applying it to Elul. I guess it must be a Chazal somewhere. Ratzal Loimar, when is the Korov? Lifnei Shehigia Rosh Hashanah. The erev, you have to finish the last year before Rosh Hashanah, which is during the month of Elul, by doing Tshuva, right? And on that it says that Chatas She Ovra Shnosai, that the time in that year when you were supposed to have made the tikkun, which means prior to Rosh Hashanah, which we're getting close to, if you didn't, that's a Chatos HaMesis. That's basically virtually a death sentence if the person doesn't do it. V'zeu, now, but then, okay, that's, if it would stop there, end things on an ominous note, and right? That want to do that. V'zehu, yeah. Kodim she'agir Rosh Hashanah, v'zeh she'ov Rosh Nosoi, v'zehu b'yochid. Aval b'tzibur, the din is, by a tzibur, these are all by a chatas yochid, these five chatas amesis. By a tzibur, ein chatas tzibur meis. If you're part of the tzibur, then no matter what, if you're part of the tzibur, you have atzala through the tzibur. Avo the tzibur, ein chatas mesa. Even kol hashana, certainly on Rosh Hashanah. Certainly, that means this koyach of the tzibur of atem hayoim, putting yourself on not being mefalis or chosov, to put yourself on a mahalach, that you're part of the world of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the avadim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who as part of Klal Yisrael are Oved Hashem. Now, with this, you understand, we call Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Where does Aseres Yemei Tshuva from? Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Right? There's no mention of Tshuva Kimat in Rosh Hashanah. How's that Aseres Yemei Tshuva? It's Shmoinis Yemei Tshuva. So you Gedal Yonah. Right? Here's your husband. What's the beginning of the Tshuva that we can do? Make yourself part of Klal Yisrael. What's part of Klal Yisrael? We are after Hashem. What's Rosh Hashanah all about? We're all avodim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We're all here for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Kabbalah's Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We, Klal Yisrael, are part of the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Hayoim. That's the Mefales or Chosov of Tshuva, of putting yourself on that Mahalach where you're going to get the Tshuva. Then, and only then, when you do that, then you Nemzach, then you will go already to the Pirtei Pratim of the Tshuva. Once you're out of the pit and you're standing on top, you can clean yourself off. Right? First you have to dig yourself out of the pit. Dig yourself out of the pit is be Mefales or Chosov. That's Mefales or Chosov. That's the Rabbeinu Yoina. And that's Hayoim, if you put yourself that a nuhas chol, and you make this nuhas chol of nitzavim kulchem, no matter whether you're chayte v'itzecha she'ed me'mecha, whoever you are, every individual is part of that klal. That's the beginning of the tshuva, and that's our avodah.